Hi there. Happy Sunday and welcome to Enter the Light. I'm Lynn Bleasdale and I'm here with Tony Jorgensen and Jessica Marie Tatro and Jaden. And we're going to be joined, I think, by Marianne Adams as well. Linda Irwin is guiding someone home on a road trip, so she's going to catch up with us maybe next week, we hope. But anyway, welcome, welcome, welcome. And we're talking about soul retrieval this week. It's an interesting practice, and I don't think there's many people who haven't felt fragmented by things they've gone through in life. It could really knock the stuffing out of you. Just, you know, being alive, just being alive is a very demanding chore. So, you know, add to that the things that happen to us along the way, the challenges and the confusions, you know, and it's unique to each one of us, but it takes it out of you, and we can be left feeling fragmented, parts of ourselves missing. You know, we often feel we've given up parts of ourselves to, you know, maybe a dysfunctional relationship or a bad workplace situation. It's just infinite, like the types of things we'll go through. But soul retrieval, what I was reading is that it's usually done by a shaman. And that's really valid. If you can find someone that you trust to guide you through that, that's great. But I'm a firm believer that it can be done by the self, like self soul retrieval is completely possible. And I've gotten to a place where it's almost like I travel if I want to sort of go back and find that part of me that I may have left behind or lost. I've got a meditation that I go down. I've got almost a tunnel, almost a literal tunnel that I can find the parts of myself I left behind on the journey. It's almost like backtracking to go get your wallet that you left behind or something, but it really does work. It took some practice, but reintegration is totally possible, and the things that happen to us doesn't have to define who we are. We can heal back into wholeness. So I'm going to put this round the circle, and Tony, do you want to just sort of give your thoughts on soul retrieval and defragmenting ourselves? Yeah.
I really feel that it's a work in progress for me. I totally believe in what you're saying. And I think as you get older, you get smarter and wiser because of the things that you've been through. But it's definitely hard to go back to look at them. And for somebody like me, that when I'm finished with something, I get up and never look back and just keep moving forward, like kind of like what my life is every day. I just plunge through it. And I think you're right. I think you need to take the time to meditate and go back to see why, you know, you're getting up and turning around and moving forward so fast and not looking at what has happened in the past. I wanted to heal. I've been to a shaman before, and I've been to people that could basically go back, but I think the best that I've worked on when I've worked on myself, and that is when I did it myself, like what you're saying.
Yeah, it's wonderful to, I mean, shamans are wonderful. A good medicine person can really help you reintegrate those parts of yourself, but not everybody has one on their phone.
Yeah, it's sometimes, you know, when you don't want to let go because you don't want the other person to know. You know what I mean? I don't know.
No, I do.
Sometimes
when
you go backwards, and you don't want to talk about it in front of people. So I think that's why if you can meditate and go back yourself and figure it out, you know, sometimes it's better.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think either way is totally, you know, totally great. You know, however you plan to do it, and however you do it, it's a completely inside job for everyone. Now, Jessica, I know you've been through some wacky stuff in your life that you've ridden that wave, and you're still looking pretty good and standing on. You're still standing, you know. How did you lose parts of yourself on the journey, or have to go reintegrate or retrieve?
Yes, I actually did. And I didn't realize how much trauma I had actually gone through throughout my life until my awakening after Jaden's passing, transition to heaven in 2012. As I was going through that awakening, it was almost instinctual for me to go straight back to my Native American roots and work on soul retrieval. And that's when I started my process there. And, you know, like Tony says, I've worked on so much, retrieving, you know, fragmented. And there's also soul energy loss as well. And I think that was a component for me as well, because I was just so depleted after all of it. And it's been about 10 years since. So I think even more than that. I think I did the brunt of my work in the first 5 years. But like Tony and you say, I mean, it is a work in progress. It's, I don't think you ever in a human life reach that peak of perfection. And I don't really think we're meant to. I think we're just meant to be met where we're at, what we can do. However we can do to integrate of energy or those traumatic experiences which can cause soul loss, soul fragmentation. So and it's more integrated into me now to this day, I've noticed, because I'm just more mindful about things that I do, things that I think, and things that I say. So it's really a work in progress.
Yeah, the things that we say, I think that's the key. That's one of the, I try to be kind always now, where I used to just blurt things out and not realize if it hurt people or not. You know what I mean?
Right. Or judge or pass, you know, unnecessary criticism. I mean, we've all done that. Absolutely. So for me, it was just really being more mindful of that. My goodness. I mean, you know, you don't rein yourself in until you rein yourself in and realize, my goodness, you know, I've got a lot of, you realize you got a lot of work to do, a lot of, you know, reintegrating those aspects of yourself. And I think part of that is learning how to bring it all in, you know, as one, as wholeness, and you do that every day. Yeah.
Yeah, one of the things I think we lose along the way through, you know, there are relationships that just knock us sideways, or there's workplace things that happen. But one of the things I think we have in common about losing is self-love. We lose that. Because you look at a little kid, like, you know, when they're just, you know, in that sort of 1 to 5 kind of thing. And a little kid naturally has self-esteem. A little kid naturally has, I mean, it doesn't even, they don't question, you know, I love myself. I love this being. I am this being and I am love. And somehow, you know, over the years, and, you know, it can happen. It's astonishing to me how much abuse there is in this world of, you know, what they call man's inhumanity to man. But, I mean, woman too, you know, like everybody seems to be charged up and angry. But we just had Marianne join us. Are you, have you been listening, Marianne? Are you with, you know, the topic we're talking about and stuff?
I just hopped on. Is it being kind to yourself? Is that what it is?
Well, soul retrieval. So as you go through the different things that life throws at you, we lose parts of ourselves. We integrate, so to speak. Like we become fragmented, and some parts of ourselves get left behind. And soul retrieval is it's like a shamanic practice, but we can do it ourselves, going back and retrieving those broken pieces, those lost pieces. When you joined us, we were just talking about how self-esteem gets lost, self-love, you know, that is there when we're just little guys.
Oh, yeah.
it gets chopped away. I don't want to stir up any controversy, but I do know that there are some religious experiences that have left people feeling not whole, sort of, you know. It's a hot potato, and I don't want to throw it at anyone, but I'm not fond of...
It's funny you should say that. I hate to interrupt, but so today in Utah, it's very heavily populated Mormon. And there's different presidents throughout since I've been here for 25 years. And I've never really listened to any of them because I thought I just didn't agree with the Book of Mormon and all kinds of stuff. But I'm very spiritual and do believe in God. But today there's been something about this new president that has been, and he's been around for about, I think, 3 or 4 years now, right, Marianne? I can't remember how long, but he thinks with his heart. He doesn't think by reading, or demanding that you do this and that. And he was talking exactly what you were just saying about if a person drops out of their religion or why be mean to somebody, we need to put all of that away because of all the controversy that's going on in the world. And he didn't, and he wasn't using God or anything with that. He was just speaking from his heart. And I just happened to run across it on the TV, and it actually stopped me in my tracks, and I listened to it for like an hour. And it just made sense. It was about how we need to nurture everybody, our neighbors, ourselves, our family, because of what's going on in the world,
Oh, I love that. War
how and
nice.
Everything else.
A spiritual leader.
Yeah.
Wow.
Unfortunately, he's very old, so I don't know how much longer he's going to be around, but he's very wise. He's like in his late 90s, but just a cool guy.
If he's putting the message out there, somebody will pick it up and carry it, take the torch up, so to speak. That's really good news.
Yeah.
And I certainly don't mean to offend anyone who follows a religion, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever works for the individual, but it does seem that a lot of people, they go, I believe this, and now I must make you believe it too, sort of thing. And it's like, spiritual knowledge comes from within. It's an inside job. It's not something that you can, it's like, be reasonable, do it my way, but it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, he was speaking mostly like what you were saying about children that, and I see this in my grandson. He's got so much self-confidence right now. He's only 5, he'll be 6 in August. But I can see him by going to school, how he's already losing confidence in himself because people are bullies, He wore a t-shirt that had the Hot Chili Peppers on it, and somebody told him, one of the kids at 5 years old started bullying him because of his Hot Chili Peppers t-shirt.
They're a good
I'm like,
band.
What? They're amazing.
Yeah.
I'm like, they don't even know what the Hot Chili Peppers are, Cooper. It's okay. He said, so I put my sweatshirt back on. And I just felt so bad for him at that point.
That's so heartbreaking. Yeah.
That he couldn't express his, himself.
Yeah, no, it's I hope, I know he's got a good family to protect him to some degree. I mean, we can't protect our loved ones completely, but sometimes, family can help allay those fears that come in. But I don't know why people bully, but I'm just amazed at how much there is. And I know it's a fear-based reaction, but I mean, if you think about it, like even houseplants respond to loving if you're loving towards your houseplants, they really do thrive. And it's the thing. So if plants respond like that, how much more love can we inject into the world and make humans feel a lot better? But, I sound like Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm, and I am actually very realistic. And I know that it's going to take, just so much light. That's why we do this work, light workers. But,
And I'm sure Jessica probably saw tons of that with Jaden, when he was alive and, you know, people that don't understand how ignorant instead of loving.
That was one of the hardest things I actually had to get over pretty quick because it was so, it was just so, I mean, everyone stared at him. It just was a thing. They just, I had to get over the fact that, now some adults could be, you know, more bullying than kids. I think kids are more just curious than anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the adults that were just very, very critical. And that's a really a hard pill to swallow. You have to, it's very difficult, but I had learned very quickly on being his mommy that that was the very last battle I needed to battle. You know, it was about picking your battle. And I had to quickly overcome that. It was very difficult, but. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, children with disabilities, they are primary targets for bullying. Yeah. And you're right, Tony. It's, yeah, it's very difficult.
Wow. That's painful. That's so painful to, you know, you think that you double down on the love for these creatures, you know, these beautiful, beautiful souls that come to join us on Earth. And I know, like Jaden taught about love more than regular people. I didn't mean that sounds so weird. He brought a message of love that was deeper than
he loves it. He laughs when you say that. We have limited words. Gosh, but yes.
He knows I wouldn't be a jerk to him. I just you know.
Absolutely
fumbling.
Knows that. That's why he laughed. So much love.
Sweet lovey boy. Wow. I'm noticing I've been watching a few shows lately, like, and people who are not considered, you know, physically normal are being included in these shows. There's a show I was watching, Louder Milk, it's called. Has anyone seen that? And
Yes.
I've heard of it.
It's hysterical.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Yeah. And I love that there was a... Yeah, and there's an actor with Down syndrome who's just treated like there's no difference. He's just, and he's absolutely hilarious, and he's absolutely in your face. It's just wonderful. And then there's a woman, and she's got a birthmark on her face, one of the actresses, and they don't make any big deal. They just integrate her into the cast, and I'm like, wow, this is what it's supposed to be like. Station 11, there's a beautiful actor. I can't remember his name. It's Prince Alfonso, I think. But this guy got burned in a fire. So he's missing part of his arms. And it's his face just looks a little different. But they put this guy in, and he's just, there's no big deal about it. He's just one of the actors. And it just fills me with so much hope that it doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter what stuff you're born with. You can be part of the collective and invited with love. So,
our family is a big part of that in the actors realm. Like Elizabeth and my brother Vincent, they support all of those. I can't remember the name of it. She might remember because we were just there in New York and saw several T-shirts that he had with that. It's a push to use more, you know, don't use people that aren't deaf. Don't use people that aren't blind. Use the disabilities that they have to play those parts instead of an actor acting that part, you know, because these are actors. So they need work too. Yeah.
And they're humans. They're just human beings. And anybody can do it. And that's kind of a collective reintegration, right? Instead of leaving, fragmenting the collective and leaving some people out. Everybody is valid and everybody can do the thing they do. We have hope for the world coming, you know, coming down. And I guess that's why, you know, when we do work as light workers, that's what we're hoping to do, is affect the change that brings love into the world and not hatred, division, and fragmentation. I'm going to
We have to work harder. We need to get the light workers out there. And I know we were just talking about this, Lynn, how hard we already work, all of us. But with all these school shootings and everything, we need to get our work. We need to really, anybody out there that feels that they are like we are, what you are, your light workers, you know, some are different than others. We need you to spread the word and stop this from happening. We have to change people's way of thinking because these guns have got to go. They got to go. I mean,
yeah,
crazy.
It's true. And yet, I grew up in the country, and I know that a lot of the farm people around us had shotguns and things like that.
Yeah.
It's a really weird thing. Like, but who needs an assault rifle? Do you know what I mean? It's like,
but I'm just saying assault rifles. Yeah. No, my husband's an avid hunter, honestly, and he eats the meat that he shoots. But you don't need an AR-15 to do that. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. So it's nobody's trying to say, you know, you cannot have a gun. And in America, that is your second constitutional right. But again, I think it's the pain in people that causes them to shoot others. Like we need to address the pain and the fear that is building in people. And
which
I think
it goes back to the soul. What you're talking about, what the topic is, they don't know how to release that. And we have to teach people how to do that.
Yeah. And how to realize that they are loved. Like, I think a lot of it is alienation. And again, we talk about soul fragmentation and being able to retrieve those parts. I don't know if anybody figures out where to start. I guess you just jump right in and try to be loving and go through the world with kindness and compassion. It gets hard sometimes, you know, it really does.
Well, it's just because the bullies are louder than we are because we're more softer. So I guess we need to start getting louder. I don't know.
And that's so true,
Tony. And I think that's a large part of Jaden's work and why he continues through the voices of us to have a voice. He didn't have that in his life. We know that. And I think part of what Jaden's mission here was, too, was to be a catalyst of love for others. And when I say, you know, a lot of the adults have, I think, the hardest time with that because, you know, some of the adults in Jaden's life, in the schools and such, I mean, there were child abuse charges, you know, and guilty pleas of that. Jaden's been burned by cigarettes and he's been very abused. So for Jaden, it was, and not having a voice too. So it made things that much more difficult. So in that, it was so important, you know, after he transitioned home to then speak about it, to then not speak about, you know, just about what his life was like, because he never had that opportunity to share, you know, in words what his life was like and what he's learned through it and what he's still teaching all of it, us. But he came to, in this situation, this is what we're talking about as far as soul retrieval, he almost acted as a catalyst in his life to teach others around him about unconditional love, literally.
Wow, yeah. There's no doubt about that.
I know it has catalyzed a lot of people in his life, or that his life has touched, for sure.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
He had and has a purpose, and he brought that. Yeah, it's very often. And I remember James von Prague talking about why some babies get born and then die really quickly. And it's maybe a mystery to us, but there's a reason they come in, and it might be to trigger compassion in someone, or there's always, you know, nothing is an accident, you know, and things do happen with purpose.
To be an advocate for, you know, families or mothers that have lost their children. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. There's about several, there's several shows worth of topics that we just went through.
Yeah.
I want to get to our first caller, though, because this dear person's been waiting very patiently.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
I'm going to bring on, hi, 925. You're on the air.
Hi.
Can we get your name, please?
Teresa.
Hi, Teresa. Thank you for your patience. Did you want to add anything to the discussion on soul retrieval or just any thoughts that are on your mind that you want to share?
No, it's interesting. I'm listening.
Okay. Can we look at any questions for you today? Is there anything on your mind you'd like to ask?
Sure. I'm looking for employment right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been getting a lot of fake responses. I think I'm using LinkedIn. And I'm noticing, good thing I'm being really careful. So I'm getting responses that are fake. And it's
wow.
just disappointing because I really, really want to move on.
Wow. Yeah. Anybody want to jump in? Okay. I'll go ahead then. Teresa, this is Lynn. And I wrote down right away. Ask what the repeating lesson is here. Like, what lesson is being repeated here for you? And it may not be necessarily linked to the job search. It may be something that your soul needs to learn. It's a lesson you need to get through. And also, when you said LinkedIn, I'm familiar with the platform, but it just something in me kind of clenched when you said LinkedIn, and it feels like there's a better avenue for you. The problem with social platforms is that any old goofball can get in there and mess with you. Like, I mean, you'd think that being a business platform, everyone would be well behaved and, you know, considerate of each other. But the problem is the wingdings get in there, and I think you probably want to shift to a more reliable platform. I'm also hearing, like, word of mouth. Are you networking to the best of your abilities?
Yeah, I am. I'm letting my friends know, but I'm looking for something that's remote. I'm not looking for something that's in the same area because I want to relocate to another state.
Oh, good for you. Yeah, no, that's really excellent. There's no reason, like I'm feeling like what I'm seeing is a clear runway, like in an airport and stuff. I'm seeing a clear runway for you. So there's, I feel like you are going to be able to get where you need to go, but it just feels that you need to broaden your horizons a little bit as to which platform. It can't hurt to add platforms.
Right.
And yeah, indeed, like, you know, the monster, things like that, they can't hurt just to sort of check those out too. I'm just feeling that LinkedIn, you know, you're going to find some really badly behaved people as well as well-behaved people there. So, yeah.
That's what it feels like to me. But LinkedIn and Indeed, they're one and the same.
Oh, are they really? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because you can look on Indeed, or you can go to a job on LinkedIn, and then Indeed will pull up. So they're linked somehow.
Yeah, absolutely. What kind of work do you do remotely?
I can do anything administrative. I have a lot of skills. Right now, I'm a buyer, and I don't want to be a buyer anymore. I don't want that pressure.
Right.
I'm completely burnt out. And
that's funny. Yeah. Tony and I were just talking about burnout before the show started. And so it's kind of familiar that you bring this up and the burnout. Yeah, I totally feel it. I want to throw this around the table a bit. Whoever wants to join in, just speak up and we'll see what comes up.
I'll go ahead and jump in. Hi, Lisa. This is Jessica. And Lynn used another word, but we are both on the same page. I got wrong avenue. So probably exactly what she's talking about. Bad avenue, bad link. I think it's probably linked to LinkedIn. There is a lot of scammers on that. You know, they get in, just like Lynn was saying. Currently, I'm with a friend that is traveling. We're all traveling remotely, me and another friend, and she does administrative work. And she was just applying for remote jobs, and it took about a week for her to post her resume to different places, different job sites, for doing administrative work. Within a week, I think 5 to 6 different things poured in for her. So the jobs are, I'm saying this because the jobs are out there. There are remote jobs out there, but I'm just getting a lot on the avenue that you're taking to find that or get there. I second what Lynn is saying, just try different avenues. Just be careful with the scammers. That's really all. And I feel like something's going to come in your direction.
Yeah, do you know what platforms that she was using?
I don't think she was actually on any platforms. She would just research remote jobs for administrative, you know, she would just then go to different businesses and submit her resume there. That's how she did it.
Okay.
She'd go directly to businesses.
Yeah, and I love TikTok, and it's crazy because at night I watch it, but it just had on TikTok, it might have not even been on there, but it had the 5 best ways to make money if you're sick of your old job. This is crazy. So, and one of them was remote administrator, and it was for Amazon. Like Amazon wants people with writing backgrounds to go in, and this one lady is making like $22,000 a month. I don't know how she's, but they go in and you go into Amazon and you pick that you want to be a, what you were just saying, and they will get back to you and they'll give you products to review. Have you heard of this? That's one of them. The other one was Southwest Airlines. If you want to just have a no-brainer customer support job a couple of hours a day, and they work from anywhere now. They have no brick and mortar. Then you'd also get flight benefits. But anyway, Southwest was number 5 on the list. Look on TikTok. There was 5 different companies that needed administrative people on. But I agree, when I did my pendulum and said Indeed or the other one, it said absolutely not, don't use them. But it said that you are on the right track for getting a job. So whether you were noticed on there by someone that's going to help you, it says like in the next week or so is what I got, that somebody might call you, but that one's not going to be a scam, but it's to help. I don't know whether it's somebody for a job or a headhunter or something like that, but you can get headhunters too that can help you, and they don't cost money.
I'm getting really discouraged.
Yeah,
and it says don't get discouraged. So the card that I got was Sky Father. Do you have a grandfather or a father that's deceased that's around you or could be helping you with this?
Both. I have both. They're both deceased.
Yeah, so that's what I got. They are here. They said don't get discouraged, but they've got your hand, and it's going to work for you. You just have to keep plugging through, and yes, unfortunately, LinkedIn is more like a dating app now. It's not even what it's supposed to be for. And that's why you're getting all those weird things. But it says that your Sky Fathers are there and they're here to help you, and don't get discouraged because you're going to get what you want, and it's going to be a remote job.
Thank you.
You just got to let them in and let them help you because they're holding your hand. One on each side, in fact. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Anyone else? Marianne, did you pick up anything?
I got the same thing as everyone else. It was just saying better choices. So, to remove the, it was just saying to remove the unhealthy ones out and then go for the better choices, which I don't know. That could be, but apparently, I guess LinkedIn isn't reputable. I don't know anymore.
It's dodgy. It's like good guys and there's bad guys, but you know, the problem is that the bad guys spoil it for everyone.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I agree.
But Teresa, have you got a pen handy or a pencil?
Yes.
Okay. Can you write down Ben Taylor? And it's the homeworkingclub.com. This guy he's the real deal. He reviews the various things that you can find online. He reviews those. He's a very honest and helpful person, and he also posts legitimate job opportunities. So he cuts through the crap a little bit for you.
Oh, wonderful. I'll check that out.
Homeworkingclub.com. And from there, you can branch off, like take the leads from there, and there's all kinds of great advice and leads for online work. It is out there, and more than ever, you know, people can make a living online. Have you checked into I think what Tony was talking about with Amazon and a lot of other companies is the opportunities to do affiliate marketing. Is that something that speaks to you at all?
I don't know. I'd have to look more into what it entails.
Yeah, it wouldn't be something bad. So there's another website I want to give you. Now, this is the example of someone who does an amazing job with affiliate marketing. I think this woman makes over $1 million a year. She's really, really good at it. And the site is called This Is Why I'm Broke, all one word. This is why I'm broke.com. Check it out. There's some pretty weird stuff on there. So if you're, you know, at all squeamish or faint, you know, for the faint-hearted, but there's hilarious, hilarious things she's got. But this woman sells other people's stuff. There's nothing really fancy about it, but it's quite a hilarious website. Like, it'll take you hours if you are scrolling through it, all the stuff she's pulled in. But basically, I mean, you can do affiliate work through blogging, you know, so put the links in. You see that when you open an article, right? And the person takes about 9 years to tell their story to get to the point. Recipes do this, right? So you're looking up cheesecake and they have to go through a thing about, you know, how they came to love cheesecake and, you know, all this stuff that happened to get to cheesecake. And you're like, I just want the recipe. But that person is doing affiliate marketing with the ads that you see. They're doing that. So one place to start is ClickBank if you want to start trying that. But one thing to look at too is income streaming. So not putting all your eggs in one basket, but having several things on the go. And it is possible. You can do really well. But the big thing is the discouragement you're feeling, it's not how it actually is. It's only a symptom of not getting where you're going. You're tired. And so I would suggest, too, that you make sure you take good care of yourself right now and realize that the discouraging feelings are not permanent. This is going to pass. And just, you know, work smart, not hard. Don't worry, because we're all prone to burnout. But again, a little self-care will get you back on your feet. A little soul retrieval, you know, take that time to just be good to yourself and realize that you are worthy, you know. But try those links. See where they take you.
I will.
You know, some new ideas for you. And I am getting that same feeling that Tony got, that you are being guided and helped by some male ancestor people, energies. So, yeah, and you can give them permission to help you. That's one of the cool things you can do, because they can't just sort of interfere, right? That's not how this works. But you can actively ask for them to help you, give them permission to intercede, and then see what happens. It's pretty amazing. spirit can help.
Thank you very much. I appreciate all of you.
You're welcome, Teresa. Let us know how it goes. We're always happy to hear from you again and just follow along your story. So don't give up. Never give up.
Nope. Thank you again.
You're so welcome, love. Happy Sunday and have a really good week.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, let's move on. Who is next? Here we go.
Hi.
Sorry, my computer's slow. 630, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, it's Dion.
Oh, hi, Dion. How are you doing?
Thanks for taking my call.
Always. How can we help you?
I'm like $22,000 a month. I'm going to apply for that job, too.
I know, me too.
Yeah, it's all how you do that stuff. Yeah.
No, I'm done. I'm going to look all those jobs up. I did that last year. I was on LinkedIn. I was on Indeed. And it's like all I got was the runaround. And it can be. That's how it makes you feel. It makes you feel like there's something wrong with you because you're like, you know you have skills. You know your experience. And you're supposed to be able to find jobs on these job boards. And it's just like opportunities, not jobs. So I went back to work for myself, and I've been writing the documentary on the homicide.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I did the podcast. I got 450 views so far. It was posted on Friday.
Good.
And thank you.
Wow.
And, like, one of the persons that's involved in the murder – like, is starting to, like, kind of peek out. It's almost like loose lips sink ship, but, I mean, that's how prosecution is based on snitch testimony. So I put it out there that if she, you know, if she wanted to talk and she was afraid, because she was alluding to the fact that, the police were looking the other way, I'm like, hey, I'll go to the FBI with you because I've done it before. And, you know, if she's willing to talk, she doesn't want to get in trouble or whatever, blah, blah, blah. That goes back to the bullying comments I was listening to, because I get bullied too, like, oh, you're psychotic, you're too invested in this, and it's like, okay, well, you know, that's how I know I'm getting somewhere, because I'm obviously aggravating somebody, but I worry too, like, will my self-employment carry me until the next stage, you know? I mean, I don't know. That's where I'm at right now, just hopeful that, you know, why would God bring me this opportunity if it wasn't going to support me, you know? And I just get doubtful sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
What does Wayne Dyer say about doubt? He says to treat doubt like a glass of poison in your hand, and you would not... you wouldn't drink the poison. You know what I mean? It's like, so get rid of it as fast as you can. Doubt is normal. Like, you know, you can't stay there. There's not a place to stay. Right. Cause doubt's going to guarantee that you're not going to make it. You're not going to get there. It's like standing in your own light. So yeah, very, very cool. Okay, I feel like Alex Trebek again, but can you put this in the form of a question we can ask our spirit teams?
I feel like I am answering a calling in life. Like, God gave me this project to work on, and, of course, other people feel, I guess, because the money isn't immediately there, but I am getting by, you know what I'm saying? And, like, people are reading my books. It's like, is this going to be able to support my lifestyle going forward? I mean, I feel like it should. Otherwise, God would have given me something else to work on.
Oh, yeah. You're feeling that spiritual calling and what you came here to do. And that's very, very cool if you can do that. Dion, do you have a relative in spirit whose name is something like Adeline or Adele?
I don't know that name, but...
Okay. I just am picking up the name. I'm not sure. It's like Adeline or Adele or Adelaide, something like that. Addy. I don't know who this is, but they're coming through with all. It's like a big. I don't know how to describe it. It's like trying to keep you from going off the deep end in terms of doubt. Like it's almost like they're calling you back to your place of confidence, because you did have confidence with this project, right?
And I still do. It's just, I don't know. I think other people get in my head maybe.
I think that's probably a big part of it. But, you know, the world can be really, really cruel. And, you know, as Jack Handy says, you know, nothing the world likes better than the taste of a really sweet dream, you know? So I get such a rush of like green light. Yes, don't stop believing, you know, to sound corny, but don't stop believing, you know. You are doing what you came here to do. But, you know, it's easy for us to say the words and stuff, and it's not that easy when you're, like, faced with that blank page, you know. But, you're really on the, you know, you're on a path with heart. Tony, is anybody else picking up this female energy?
I am. So what I got, and that's funny that you said a female energy, because the card that I got was a direction guardian, so some kind of guardian that's saying that all these things that you're doing are the right things. There's no wrong way. So I'm assuming the podcast is going to help, and any thoughts that you have is going to boost you, and someone's going to see that. But it said, and you can also choose your path. And it's saying that even though you might be at a crossroads right now, any one of those doors that are in front of you or roads will be the right one. There is no wrong one that you can go down right now. Mm-hmm. And I think it's to stay where you are. So, you know, if you keep saying, oh, how am I going to do this? What am I going to choose? There's no wrong way with this. So it is going to work. But like Lynn said, you know, and we don't have a crystal ball. And I know it's hard, you know, when sometimes, but you're, like you said, the money is there right now for you to keep doing this, because I think you're right. I don't think it's going to run out before something happens where you're going to be okay, you know, down the road.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. So you definitely have some kind of, whether it's the person that passed away or I'm not sure who it is, but you have direction. It's like this guardian is telling, it says right here, any road you choose is not the wrong one with this deal. So
yeah,
that's good.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Absolutely. Jessica.
Well, yes. I've got Jaden, my son, in spirit real quick. He's right here. And he's just telling me, Mom, tell her about you, you know, like, so, and I know what he's talking about, meaning what I do and how I follow my heart, you know, how you're really passionate about what you're doing. He said, just like you, Mom, it's kind of the same with her. She's on her path, and this is what gives her heart the most satisfaction. But you could also branch out, like, see, I like what Tony said, even I couldn't get it wrong. I would ask my son, and what else might, you know, what can, you know, there's so many different avenues I could take and branch off from what I'm doing now. And that's kind of like the same advice he wanted me to give you, is take that where you're at and just branch off, because like Tony said, you can't get it wrong.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Marianne, are you picking anything up?
Oh,
Marianne, drop off.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Nope,
no.
She's there.
So I kind of got the same thing that the road is paved for you, and it's just waiting for you to hop on, and it's all downhill from here.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I like
just
it.
Want to circle. Excellent. So Dionne, I just want to circle back and do a couple of ads here. So they're referring to everything you're doing as components to the greater whole. So everything that you are working on and creating, it's all, it will all add up. And then I get a couple of duck-billed platitudes that came in here for you. So do what you love and the money will follow. And that is very true, because the passion you're putting into it will bring you the success. And this is not meant to be like a bummer, but it very often takes 15 years to become an overnight success, right? So just because it hasn't like become this big thing doesn't mean it won't. And are you using any kind of advertising with your work, Dionne?
Oh, I actually got really lucky with that. And so the Homicide is a celebrity, and there's already groups formed on Facebook who have been reposting and, like, allowing me to post in their groups. So
okay.
It's like all I have to really do is put out there the information, because I'm documenting everything, right? So all I'm doing is not all I'm doing, but what I'm doing is I'm documenting the story to hold the courts accountable, because I'm posting all the facts. And then at the same time, I'm uploading it on the Amazon Kindle Vella. So it's like episode by episode. So I would get paid that way. But the fans really like me, because it's like I'm speaking so loud, I can't be ignored. And
wow.
And so, yeah, so I'm really fortunate that I don't have to pay for any advertising, because the fans are doing it for me as far as allowing me in their groups and things. I mean, how else would I get 450 views on a podcast that aired not even 48 hours ago? So
wow.
I got lucky with that.
Wow.
But that's how this whole project's been. Everything's just coming to me, and it's like, it's a bit overwhelming, but at the same time, that's what makes me feel like God gave me this. And when I say God, I mean the universe, not a specific idol. The energy, the force of the information, I'm putting it back out there, kind of like Charlie's Angels, like the speaker box. So I feel like it's really effortless in a way. And so that's why I'm like, can it really be this easy? Like, it's not, it's that it's not, I'm working hard, but it's like, it came to me. And so that's just, I wanted to just make sure that I'm checking in with other people and I'm grounding myself when I'm asking those questions, because I live by myself and I don't have a partner and I don't have family. And so I have to call other adults just to be like, hey, is this, like, am I on the right page? And so that's what I needed to know. And I will continue to follow all of your advice.
It's a little validation.
You don't deserve it. I think you think you don't deserve this, Dionne, and you do. That's the part, that's the hurdle. I think that card was kind of saying that it's okay. You know, like you're saying, it's all falling in your lap or whatever. Just let it happen. You're in the right place. So, you know.
It's a weird kind of thing that happens, right? Yeah, with the
really,
it's happening so easily that there's something you know, you're waiting for the, you know, okay, what's the catch kind of here? What's gonna
what's the catch?
You know, if it's too easy. But wow, no, I think you're doing great, Dionne. And you know, this is really weird, but I keep hearing Netflix, Netflix, Netflix. I would like
maybe.
Do you really? Yeah.
Yeah,
it's exactly right up their alley. They've got that whole section with the sort of true life. So keep Netflix in mind. You know, it can't hurt, might help. You never know. And you might have to make a little noise now for them to be aware of you down the road, sort of thing, like make your presence known. And as you say, you're loud enough that you're going to be heard. So, yeah. They totally watch your work.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Oh, it is.
That's awesome.
Enjoy. enjoy the ride, keep doing what you're doing. And, you know, because if you've got passion behind a project, you know, that's what it's all about. It's why we do what we do, you know.
Yeah, maybe I'll see you up here in Sundance here in the next year or so.
Yeah.
With your documentary.
Where's Sundance?
In Utah. Sundance Film Festival.
Okay.
Oh, it's a going concern. It's a really, really good festival.
Yeah, they do a lot with documentaries. And that's another place that picks them up, like Netflix and all the big Hollywood studios are here. They do it. They come for that.
Yeah.
And who's speaking right now? Who just said
Tony?
Tony. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Sundance, I'm really glad you mentioned that. And they're really, if you're an indie indie filmmaker, like that's sort of like the golden, what is that word? The Holy Grail. That's what I'm looking for. Yeah.
The Holy Grail. But really, any film festivals or a place like your documentary would thrive, you know, that's a good place to go because you never know who you meet at those too. So that could be another avenue for you.
Yeah. Well, there's, as you said, Tony, like there's no door that isn't going to work. Like any door is going to get you there. Wow.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah, there's a bunch of directions you can go. I really feel that for you. So.
Mm-hmm. I love the uplifting messages that we get, you know. And if you can peek down your family tree a little bit, Dion, and see if you've got an Adele or an Adelaide. It's an old-fashioned name, like Adelaide or something like that. But anyway,
like
whoever she, could be.
Yeah, I didn't know a lot of people on my dad's side because he was like an orphan, so it's probably from his side.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, so it's a lovely energy, and I think, you know, that you just sort of ask for the help and give permission for the help. But, you know, if you could see who's standing around you and beside you and helping you along the way and rooting for you, basically, you'd be just, like, delighted, I think. So, yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
You're so welcome, Dion. I love when you call in and just keep us posted on how's it going for you. And, we'll all do a watch party when your stuff gets... on the big screens.
Yep. Oh, that's awesome. Well, thank you.
Yeah. All right. Tequila and donuts it is, and a watch party. Sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Dion. And keep in touch and let us know how it's going. And it's a really neat story to follow. I'm really proud of your enthusiasm and the work you're doing. It's very, very cool.
Okay, I'll keep you posted. Thank you very much, and have a great Sunday.
You too, love. Thank you.
Okay.
So we've come to the end of our callers.
Yeah.
And, so I thought maybe we'd just take a bit of time to do the upcoming. I know, Tony, you've got a Facebook Live coming up with Shannon and Tina. I think Natasha's busy that night, but you're going to do a Lighthouse episode.
Yes, on Thursday. Right?
Cool. And what time do you know?
It is 7 Eastern time, 7 p.m.
Excellent.
That means it will be 5 Mountain time.
Yeah, excellent. So that's Thursday, April 6th. Right.
April 6th, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
We'll be there, Facebook Live, absolutely. And Jessica, you have other events that you do. Have you got anything coming up?
I don't this month. Yet this month. I'm still on, you know, we're still out exploring. I should probably put together something soon. I'd like to just kind of update everyone, but not yet. I always post it beforehand on my Facebook page.
You should bring some of your co-hosts on the show, and we can showcase them. Right? I can't think of the woman's name, but you do one with. Tell me the name. I forget. You have a regular person you do lives with, right?
Michelle Gray or Marie Clackie.
both of them. Yeah, absolutely. So,
definitely. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Well, one of the mandates of this show was to, you know, get other people, get their names out there and just sort of, you know, do some showcases for them. Because there's a lot of amazing light workers out there. There really are.
Absolutely.
And not all of them are. Yeah, and not all of them are big names that, you know, everybody knows. Some of them are just quietly doing their work really well, and so we'd love to get them, you know, get them up here. Marianne, you were looking at some courses, Marianne, I think, were you not?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Did you have any luck?
I haven't quite decided yet. I'm just kind of waiting to see what unfolds.
Yeah. Well, no, that's okay. Yeah. We'll pry the information out of you. No, that's all cool.
Yeah, I haven't done anything yet.
Yeah. Well, let us know. It's an interesting direction that you're taking, and I know you have just discovered. It's kind of like a very intense clairsentient ability where you're feeling the feelings. It's almost like a physical copy of what somebody's going through. That's kind of the sensitivity you work with.
Yeah.
Crazy. It's like that one is, that's a hard one to do because it's hard to separate who you are and who they are. And sometimes you can't tell the difference, but, I don't know. I'm sure all of you have had that experience of being in a public place and suddenly feeling like weird or, you know, anxious or whatever because you're standing next to someone and you're just sucking their energy up. It's occupational hazard. But, Well, I think I've got it straight on who's on what shows now. I don't think I'd been getting everybody right, but I know that on Monday nights, we have Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality, and I'm pretty sure that's Catherine Peoples and DC Love. So far, that's the team, I think. That's at 9:30 Eastern. It's pretty late, but it's still a really good show, and it's very much worth catching. So that's Monday nights at 9:30 Eastern. Wednesday is Angel Answers. And I checked it. I have the team.
Yeah.
It's DC Love, Mary Hernandez, Liz Pfister, Jan Drake Bakke, and Peg Jones.
Wow.
So Peg Jones is one of the newer people in the Sacred Embers Network, but she was in one of the original groups that preceded the Sacred Embers Network. We had a Sunday readings, and we had Soul Family, and Peg was part of both of those. Linda was part of that too, so she's like kind of an old friend of. It's almost like she's come home joining Sacred Embers here. And so the Lighthouse on Thursday. Oh right, Angel Answers is at seven Eastern, and that's Wednesday nights. And they're quite the crew. They're really fun and they're really talented. So. Good, worth calling in. And then Thursday we'll all be, I don't know if we're going on, but I know Tony's going to be on the Lighthouse, so we'll catch her. I can't think of anything else we need to catch up on.
It's just that next Sunday's Easter, so we probably won't be doing our show maybe next Sunday.
Thank you. That's
You're
right.
Welcome.
I knew there was something I meant to, and that's exactly it. You're a good mind reader. So there
Thanks.
You go. So just before we go, I just want to bring up, you know, remember those scary Easter bunnies that you see from the past?
Yeah.
Really freaking scary costumes that adults would put on and go amongst children. And I guess it falls into the category of scary Santa Clauses, you know, the ones that make children cry. Oh, my God. That's too funny. Yeah, I was looking at pictures of these old Easter bunny heads, and I mean, like, these are scary. These look like carnivorous bunnies, you know, not the lighthearted thing. But, it is Yeah, well, poor Linda. She's got, like, she's right up to her wazoo in snow. Like, it doesn't feel like spring at all in Idaho. And I guess Wyoming's hit with it, too.
Well, we're
Have
supposed
you guys...
to get 11 inches tomorrow here in Utah in the
valley.
Oh,
no.
Which you got
heard
of. Yeah.
That sucks. I'm so sorry, you guys.
No, it does
That's
suck.
Terrible. Yeah.
Wow. And then meanwhile, I'm here in Arizona. It's 75 degree weather and we're lakeside. It's spring break here.
Yeah, we're, we're coming to see you. We're coming.
Yeah.
We're coming that way.
Oh, but I'm glad you're in the warmth, Jessica. You can send to everybody. You know, we'll pick it up. Holy. Yeah. Well, you know what? It's that is, you know, the weather, and I hope we don't get worse, you know. There's people in tornadoes right now, and
I know.
I don't know. It's kind of hard not to be apprehensive about the whole thing, and I guess we do the best to lower our personal carbon footprints to the best of our abilities, and, you know, we do our best, everyone does their best, but... I don't know. Well, that's a whole other topic and a whole other show. But, wow. Well, I tell you what, guys, I guess we wrap early. Yep. We'll just go around and how can we find Tony?
So you can find me on Facebook under Tony Jorgensen. And I usually a picture of, I think I have a picture with pink glasses on now. But anyway, or Tony the Good Witch at wixsite.com or Sacred Embers or Enter the Light.
Excellent. Jessica, how can people find you if they're looking for you?
Yes, ma'am. You can find me on Facebook, mine under Jessica Marie Tatro, and we also have a Facebook group called Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven, and you can also find me on the Sacred Embers website and in the group.
Beautiful. Yeah. Marianne, I know yours is short and sweet, but I want to hear you anyway.
Oh, thanks. This is Marianne Adams on Facebook.
There you go. We'll get you a website someday because I know you're really developing your abilities, and at some point you'll need a platform. So I just wanted to welcome Fellowship with Jay Clark into our chat room. We're just wrapping up because we ran out of callers, but if Jay Clark wanted to post a question or anything. Sorry to catch us at the last minute here. They buggered off. Oops, excuse my French. They took off.
Oh, yeah.
So scared them away, did I? All right. Well, there you go. We're a pretty scary bunch. So I'm Lynn Bleasdale, lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn, and you can find all of us at sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love and the Sacred Embers group on Facebook, and everyone's welcome to join. Just wanted to say hi to Linda. I hope we'll see you on the whichever show is next. I doubt we'll be on next week because Easter is Easter, and we, you know, that's a high holiday for everyone.
Yeah,
so
for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I know Elizabeth's listening because she texted me. I just don't think she's on, but she's listening. So hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth. Yeah. I didn't mean to exclude you, beautiful lady.
No.
And Elizabeth has her movie out, and that's on the Great American
Channel.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The Great American Channel. What's the name of it, Tony? Do you remember?
It's Romantic Rewrite. And it's pretty
romantic
good.
Rewrite.
I watched it. Yeah,
you come from quite the talented clan, don't you? That you've got a lot of really creative energy in your family. That's wonderful. And hopefully Elizabeth will join us week after next. I don't know. I think the next thing to do is say it with a song. So I'm going to put Louis Armstrong on. And we also send our love to Jane in spirit. And we will always send our love to you, Jane. Love you guys. Thanks for the callers.
Yep,
thanks to the listeners. And we'll see you in 2 weeks. Have a beautiful Easter,
you
guys.
Love you guys.
I see trees. I of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. Like much more than I never knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.